Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Oh, Shakubai helper.
No shackle by a heavy burden. Oh, need a load of guilt I can share. Oh, than the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I am no longer the same.
Oh, did he touch you tonight?
Oh, for he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know he touched me and me. Oh, since I met this blessed Savior, oh, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I shall never cease to praise him. I'll shout it my eternity.
Oh, it touched me tonight.
Oh, it touched me. Oh, it touched me. Oh, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know it touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. Since I met my blessed Savior, oh, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I shall never cease to praise him. I'll shout it by eternity. So it touched me. Oh, it touched me. Oh, it touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know it touched me and me.
That he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and amen. Now I know he touched me and made me whole. Give me the verses. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I shall never cease to praise him. I will shout it while eternity rolls. That is why I believe we are here tonight. Praise the Lord. The scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the love that we have
for our Lord. That's why we're here tonight. And he first loved us. That's why he purchased our salvation on Calvary tree. The Lord is good. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this grace that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you for the day, O God, our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus. We thank you for as many that have been going to school and their bike, O God. Even Lord Jesus, knowing that, O Lord, there is something that is greater. And so, Father, they have devoured every situation and are here, O God. O Father, to sit at your feet and hear your word, O God. Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we surrender ourselves, Lord. We come to you with that broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. That's our sacrifice tonight. Lord, we know you never despise, O God. So, Lord Jesus, the purpose for which, O Lord, this evening, you made it a grace for us to be here. Lord, we pray, O God, that we receive them abundantly and exceedingly than even we expect, Lord. Father, even if there is anyone sick amongst us, in the name of Jesus Christ, before even the service ends, Lord, we know healing will take place, O God. Father, we commit as many that, Lord, were not able to come, O God, even into your hands, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, whatever blessings that, Lord, is there, O God, let it be unto them also. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord, for the church. We thank you for the word. We thank you for everything, Lord Jesus. Even we know that all things work together for good to them that love you. So, Lord Jesus, speak to us tonight as we wait at your feet, O God. We thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of God tonight? We thank the Lord. How many believe that he's here? Oh, because his word. His is always an assurance to us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in their midst. And so he is always faithful to his word. So tonight, let's turn. We have just two short scriptures to read. And no matter how short it is life. Amen. Amen. Let's first turn to Revelation 3. It's just part of the studies that we are just on. Turn to Revelation 3. And let's look at only the verse 7 tonight. And then our second reading will be 1 Peter 1, 15 to 16. But let us read Revelation 3, 7 first. And he said, "And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth." Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He opens and no man can shut. Amen. And when he shuts, no man can open. Amen. And these things saith he that is holy. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Amen. "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He that hath called you tonight, he is saying that, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is already written that be ye holy,
for I am holy. O Lord, this is your word, O God. You are the author of your word, O Lord Jesus. We know that every word is life. And tonight we have read life. Father, let it be life unto us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight our topic is Be Ye Holy, for I am holy. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And he said, he that saith these things, he said, he is holy. As I was saying the other last Sunday, the Sunday school, I said, there are many, many things we are going to study in this message to the Church of Philadelphia, which is also to us here. And so tonight, even if we will look at it, we are just going to just speak on these things, saith he that is holy. Only that one. These things saith he that is holy. And then another time when the Lord gives us grace, we will come on these things saith he that is true. And then he that had the keys of David, and he that openeth, and no man can close. And he that closeth, and no man can open. So tonight, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. In the message to the Church of Philadelphia, the prophet just said something here. He said, this age is the sixth age. And he said, in the eyes of God, time is drawing to a close. Even in the sixth age, God saw that time was drawing to a close. And then the prophet asked this question, but does the church see it? Does the church see that the time is getting to a close? Do I see it? Do you see it? That the time is what? Getting to a close? And the prophet himself answered. He said, no. Many are living in what? A partial realization. That's where we heard it last Sunday. And anything partial is what? Incomplete. Amen. It is not perfect. And that was what? What in the fifth age, God was warning the church of Sardis. He said, I have not found thy works perfect. The fifth age, the church of Sardis. I have not found thy works perfect. And the prophet said, every spirit overlaps into the next one. So this same spirit overlapped into what? The Church of Philadelphia. When the prophet said, they had what? Partial realization. Things are not done in what? Perfection. Things are done incomplete. And anything that is incomplete has no reward. Praise the Lord. If you are not able to finish a race, you will never get any reward. No matter, you led the field. You are going maybe a marathon. You were leading throughout the whole of the marathon. But just about, you were just to what? Breast the tape. You fell off. You will receive nothing. Praise God. You will receive nothing.
So this partial realization, the prophet said, in Christ there is nothing partial, no partial salvation. Salvation is what? Complete. No partial salvation. He said, just like Jesus isn't a part of God. Jesus is not what? A part of God. But he is what? God.
Amen. Amen.
He's not a partial. He's not a part of God. But he is what? God. The complete God. And so, my brethren, partial realization. The things that we see and the things that we hear, has it entered into what? The heart? For us to do it? And for us to manifest it? We have been reading. We have been hearing. We have been seeing. But has it entered into what? The heart? Because when it enters into the heart, then it begins to manifest in your life for everyone to see. Praise God. So what kind of heart do you take to hear the word of God? Is it a stony heart? Is it a wayside heart? Is it a the heart of thorns? Or is what? Good grounds. Now our topic tonight just said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Even the dictionary meaning. Let's listen to what a dictionary I picked. What even he said about what? Holy, the word holy. He said, morally and spiritually dedicated to God. Even a worldly word, giving meaning of what? Holy. The word holy. He said, morally and spiritually dedicated to God. Which is very true. Amen. Oh, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy. Then the prophet was talking about the Jews of that day. A type of us. The Jews of that day. And he said, did the Jews who called themselves the children of God in that age realize that? Did they realize that he is holy? The Jews of that day. Did they realize that Christ is what? Holy. Now let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, the Jews who have always called themselves the children of God, to the exclusion of everyone else, they crucified and killed the Lord Jesus Christ. All because they refused Jesus as their Messiah, which indeed he was. To them, he was not the coming one or the son of David. To them, he was a Beelzebub or some unrighteous one fit only for destruction. He's talking about the Jews of that day. But the Jews of that day, it is what? He's talking about a type as we Christians today. Amen. The Jews that they call themselves that they are the children of God. We that call ourselves that we are Christians. He said the Jew did not call him holy. They do not call him holy even now. But he is the Holy One. Amen. He said the Jews, they did what? They sought their own righteousness after the law and failed miserably. Where are you seeking your righteousness from? Is it self-righteousness? He said, by the law, can no flesh be justified? By the law, no flesh can be what? Justified. By the law, can no man be made holy? Holiness is of only the Lord. Amen. Holiness is only for of the Lord. See? Now these Jews, we see that they never fully accepted what? Christ. They saw him as a partial somebody. See? When Jesus, the Holy One, one time said unto them, I and my Father are one. One time he told the Jews, I and my Father are one. What happened? The Jews took what? Stones to stone him. They took stones to stone him for saying that. And then Jesus asked them, many good works have I done for you. And so of which one are you want to stone me? Listen to the answer they gave. They said, for the good works we stone you not. But you being a man, making yourself what? God. For that you have blasphemed. So for that reason, we what? We want to stone you. You see, partial, see, this is what we call partial realization. See, it is their belief in Christ is not complete. They accept his good works, but they don't accept him as what? The Son of God. Amen. They don't accept him as what? The Son of God. But that is where the main salvation is. That is where the main salvation is. All these things we are talking about the Jews. My brother, put yourself there. Amen. There are many things which really stand for salvation, but we overlook them. Because we know that there are some things when we do, it will affect us. So for that reason, we put it aside. That's partial. Your belief is what? Your belief is partial. Amen. That is how it is today. The main thing man will kick against it, will not accept it, will not believe it. Why? Because it, in a way, it will affect him. My brethren, let's be very careful. There are the things that we need to do. There are things that you need to put right. There are things that you are supposed to live by. But because it will affect you in one way or the other, you kick against it. Brethren, let's take notice of that. And then the prophet said, and the men of that age, even today, are making the same mistake. That comes from the prophet. The men of that day, even today, are making the same mistake as the Jews. They took refuge in the synagogue form of worship. So in Philadelphia age, they were taking refuge in the church. My brother, listen closely here. They were taking what? Refuge in the church. They covered themselves with what? The church. Oh, he comes to church every day. He covers himself with what? The church. But listen to what the prophet says here. He said, it is not joining a church that counts. The life is not in the church. The life is in Christ. Amen. Amen. The life is in what? Christ. Amen. It's good that you come to church. For that one, yes. The church is what? The body of Christ. Amen. as we are seated here, it's a blessing to you, and a blessing to me also, because we have come to his presence, because the word says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the time approaching. We are fulfilling scripture. That's why we are seated here. But the life is in Christ. So when you come, come seeking Christ. Praise the Lord. When you come, come seek Christ. He said, man is made holy by the Spirit. It is the Spirit of holiness that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. And that same Spirit indwells us and makes us holy with his holiness. Amen. The Spirit of holiness is what must be in you so that you can also be holy. My brother, if the Spirit of holiness is in you, it tames this your tongue. Amen. 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 It tames your life. You cannot do anything of your own. Because the Spirit of holiness is in you, you live a holy life. Praise God. The Spirit of what? Holiness in you. You will never go about lying. No, sir. The Spirit of holiness cannot lie. Praise God. The Spirit of holiness is always with what? Humility. It takes the life of Christ. Who, he said, was equal to God, and he was God, but made himself of no reputation. Amen. Made himself of no reputation. But he took the form of a man. Amen. Made himself even a servant. And he was obedient even unto death on the cross. Pick all these things, my brother. Holiness. It covers all these things. The life of Christ in you. Amen. Be holy, even as I am holy. Then the prophet said, he said, there he stands, the Holy One. And we will stand with him clothed in his righteousness, holy with his holiness. In the eyes of God, time is drawing to a close, my brother. He will soon be coming back. Soon the cry will go forth as he comes. Now listen to what the prophet said here. He said, soon the cry will go forth as he comes. What cry? This is not the rapture. The rapture says, in a twinkle of an eye. Praise God. Those who are dead, they will rise up first. And we that are living, this body will put on what? Incorruption. And together off we go in the twinkle of an eye. But here he said, soon the cry will go forth as he comes. What is that cry? The message of the hour. Praise the Lord. The message is the cry. Mama eagle crying. Amen. Calling what? The eagles. Amen. Gathering together. Amen. But look at the way how he put it. He says, soon the cry will go forth as he comes. Whilst the cry was actually what? Was what he was preaching to the people. Praise God. That's what we have tonight. See, the cry already gone forth. And many have heard it. And are still hearing it as we are hearing it tonight. But it has become an uncertain sound to many people. It has become an uncertain sound. to many people. Till the thing that is what needed writing, men kick against it, as the prophet said. But listen, the final word of Jesus Christ is very, very great. The cry has gone forth. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. It's a great warning. Let us turn to Revelation. Let's read it. The last warning of Jesus Christ, Revelation 22. Let's read from 10 to 16. Revelation 22. And let's pick something from there. And he saith unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. John, don't seal it. That means it will one day be revealed. And we have received the revelation today. Praise God. Don't seal it. Because the time is at hand. The people need to know now. They need to know. And so, my brother, listen. What God, Jesus is saying here, that he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And yes, it is what happening. People have heard this message and still they are living in the spirit of unjustness. My brother, it is what? The word of God is a spirit. People are still unjust. Hearing this message, still they are what? Unjust. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And that is it. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Yes. There are people that hear the word of God and live by it. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Be ye holy as I am holy. Amen. Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Take notice. He said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according to his work. My brother, individual salvation now. According to your works, you receive your reward. You can never run away. See, we read these things and we take them for granted. Partial realization. We see these things, we read these things, we hear these things. But yet, it has not entered into the heart. So that we will what? We will be able to manifest them. That our life will be what? What we read. What we hear. It's, brother, it's just, you cannot sometimes understand why. The truth, the warning, and everything God has revealed to us. And yet, we take a blind eye over those things. Brethren, every word of God is true. You know yourself that there has been many books that have been written. Many books have been written and gone. There are no traces of them. But this one book still lives on. And it will live on till Christ comes. That shows that there is something. This is the word of God. It's life. It is true. Brethren, let us begin to have some kind of fear. And live by the word. Go by the word. When you see how people just... Oh my. He said, my reward I bring along. And he can never what? Give to anyone that has not what? An unfulfilled work. He cannot give you what? A reward. But you just listen to Paul. What did he say? See? Paul said, I've fought a good fight. See? I have finished my course. And I've kept the faith. See? He was so sure. My brethren, can we also? This time we must be able to say this same thing also. We must be able to say this same thing. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I've kept the faith. And Paul said, and I know henceforth there is what? A crown. See, a crown of righteousness. Which the good God will give unto me on that day. And it is said, he said, and it is not only me, but as many, you and I also, that will accomplish what? Our work also. Who will live by the word also? That same crown of righteousness is waiting for us. As long as it is the word of God, my brother, it is true. I've fought a good fight. Verse 13 said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Just want to tell you, from the beginning, when we heard what? That the whole world was what? Without form, was void without form. And darkness was what? Was upon the deep. What happened? The beginning. Said the Spirit of God moved over the surface of what? The darkness. The things that were void. The things that were what? And he said, let there be light. And there was light. The beginning. And what did he do? He separated what? Light from darkness. Oh, my brother, we are the children of light. Let us be holy as he is holy. The spirit of holiness, as the prophet said, from the beginning, the Alpha. And now the Omega is telling you right now that I come quickly, my reward is in my hands. And he will give according to everybody his works, according to your works. Verse 14 says, blessed are they that do my commandment. So that's the point now. Blessed are they that do my commandment, that obey the word of God, that live by the word of God, that stay by the word of God. Blessed are they that do my commandment, that they may have right of the tree of life and may enter through the gates. into the city. Amen. The very city that Abraham was looking for. Amen. And he found it because he met the king of that city. Amen. The city that no hands built it. Amen. Amen. The city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. You go through that gate. Amen. Amen. If you do his commandments. Then, who are the people that are outside? He said, for without are dogs. Are you a dog? I want to hear no, sir. No, yeah. Are you a sorcerer? He said, without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever, listen here, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. See? Those who love and make lie. They manufacture lies and tell lies, and they see nothing wrong. You know those people? They are, you see, politicians. Politicians, they can lie just to win votes. See? Now Christians have 10 politicians. Instead of being one in the house of God, they become opponents. Brethren, let's watch it. It's politicians that destroy one another so that he will get more votes. He will lie. Say, my opponent, you know, he's when you marry two, how's the English for it? I forgot it even. Praise the Lord. See, my opponent is like this, he's like this, he's like this. See, he loves lie. See, it's politicians that love lie and make lie. Amen. Christians, he said, those people, they will be outside. Outside. Where they will be what? Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Verse 16 said, I, Jesus, sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. See? Said, I, Jesus, I have sent my angels to testify these things to you in the churches. And in this our age, we have received our angel. Amen. Malachi 4. Amen. To testify all these things to us in the churches. See? I've sent my angels to come and bring all the truth to you. And so you have no excuse, my brother. You have no excuse. Anyhow, you don't have any excuse. For not what? Leading a holy life. You have no excuse. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Amen. My brother, my sister, do you hear the call of the Holy One? Tonight, he said he has sent his angel, he has sent all the prophets to come to us. Do you hear the voice of the Holy One that he says, be ye holy, and because he is holy? Brethren, let's look at the second text, 1 Peter. He said, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. All manner of conversation, be ye holy, even what you say, my brother. It must show what holiness. That's why the scripture says in Colossians 4:6, it says, let your speech be always with grace. Amen. See? Let your speech always be with what? Grace. Oh, brother, my sister. Let it be always grace. God bless you. Oh, brother, I love you in Christ. Oh, my sister, God richly bless you. Let what grace comes out from your mouth. When you meet another brother, you meet another sister, you want to talk about a brother, let it be grace. Oh, you see, Brother Kwame, oh, God bless him. The way how he's helping the church through what? Building websites. God bless him. Oh, let it be always grace. But not let it be. Then you destroy that brother. You destroy that sister. And you say you have the spirit of holiness in you. Oh, lie. My brother, never. And if it is not the spirit of God, it is the spirit of Satan. There's no way, there's no two and a middle way. It is left or right. Light or darkness. Christ or Satan. It said, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. See? Let your word. Give us Colossians 4:6. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always be with grace. Yeah. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. See? That's sweet. Praise the Lord. No, when salt, when you put it, you see, and food without salt, it's somehow sour. But don't eat too much salt anyway. Praise God. See? Seasoned with salt. When you are seasoned meat, don't you put in salt? You put in salt for a purpose. So that it will be really tasty. Praise God. That ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. See? Oh, praise the Lord. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Brethren, this is actually going to lead us to something upon which we will just pray tonight, asking for the spirit of holiness. Let's turn to Romans 12 as we read from 1 to 7. Be holy, for I am holy. And so, Paul, Apostle Paul, is telling us tonight. Apostle Paul is telling us tonight. The Holy Spirit is telling us tonight that I beseech you. Praise the Lord. I beseech you. I beseech you, therefore. Christ is saying, be ye holy as I'm holy. And this thing saith he that is holy. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Oh, look at how even the Holy Spirit is just what? Trying to what? Get you out of whatever spirit you are in. By the mercies of God. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. And he said what? holy, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise God. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Oh, this world, be not conformed to it. This world, there is nothing in there. My brother, anything that you do which is contrary to the word, it is from the world. It is either the word or the world. If you don't speak the word, you are speaking the world. There is, my brother, that's it. If you don't speak the word, if your conversation is not what? Seasoned with salt. If it is not by grace, my brother, it is from the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, my brother, tonight, if there is anything that is not right in our lives, tonight is a night of renewing. Amen. Tonight is a night of renewing. We want to renew ourselves. It's a day that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And you mount up with wings as eagles. And you fly over everything that before had been what? A setback in your life. Tonight is a renewing of our minds. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Amen. Amen. Oh, my brother. I'm more than I know more than my brother. I'm more better than my sister. You know, I am the one. Look, my brother, my sister. Abase yourself. And let God rather raise you up. Than trying to raise your own self. My brother, you will fall. That's the truth. You will fall. Anyone who tries by his own self and strength and wisdom and knowledge to raise himself up, the word of God says, you will fall. So let us humble ourselves. The other Sunday I was saying the same thing. When these disciples were arguing among themselves, who will be the greatest in the kingdom of God? He said, look, I will be. You know, maybe Peter said, don't you know that day when Jesus asked us that who do this people of, the people say, I, the Son of Man, I am. And we told him, and then he said, we also. I don't know that I answered it. And Jesus said, it is not blood and flesh that was revealed to you, but my Father in heaven. So that means I will be what? So maybe Peter was saying, I will be what? The greatest. See? Maybe John also said, don't you know how Jesus likes me? Praise God. Or James and Andrew said, anytime where Jesus is going, he calls me along. They were what? Arguing among themselves. But Jesus said, Jesus did what? As we heard it, he picked just a little child. Amen. And placed that child among them. He said, anyone that will be like him, he will be the greatest. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Humility. Humble yourself, my brother. Humble yourself, my sister. Bring yourself under what? That's the spirit of holiness. Amen. Humble yourself. Respect everyone. regard everyone. And if you see a gift in your brother and your sister, encourage him or her. Encourage him. Don't bring him down. Praise God. That's the spirit of holiness. Jesus going down on his own knees and washing the disciples' feet. It's an example he did for us. So, he said, to every man that is among you, everyone that is seated here, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. Because it is he that holds you. Amen. You are in his hands. But to think soberly. Think soberly. See? According as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every man, we have our different word. Amount or capacity of what? Faith. See? If somebody said, those who are greater in what? Faith. Help those who are what? Are down. Amen. Not what? To look down upon them.
Amen. Yes.
See? Try to bring them up onto the same level.
Amen.
Amen. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts a different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Amen. Or he that teacheth on teaching. In everything, brother, wait on the Lord. Praise God. Wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, you grow in whatever gift God has given unto you. It doesn't become what? Your property whereby you use it as what? A tool to bring other people down. No, sir. But it will be a tool to lift up your brother, to lift up your sister. Praise God. Oh, humility, my brother. Be ye holy, for I am holy. We need a renewing of the mind. Amen. Let us not take refuge in the church, because the life is in Christ. Let us not cover ourselves that, oh, the church, I am this, I am that. My brother, that's not it. The holiness is in Christ.
Amen.
Let us take Christ. Praise God. Musicians, just be coming. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is holy in all his works.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalm 145:17, he said, the Lord is holy in all his works. So let us be holy in all our works. Musicians, be holy in your work.
Amen.
Praise God. Deacons, be holy in your work.
Amen.
Those who in the gift at all, be holy in what? In the word. Praise God. Let your life be a holy life. See, when we talk about holiness, it is not just making like this. I'm holy. No, sir. Praise God. That doesn't show that you are holy. Huh? No. But the life that speaks, praise God. The life that teaches others. Because you are an epistle being read of all men. You see, men, someone sees you and begin to what? Learn something from you. And he takes that thing to be part of his life. That is what we are talking about. Praise God. Be ye holy as I am holy. And he said, the Lord is holy in all his works. Praise God. Now, let's open to 1 Peter, the last scripture, 1 Peter 2:5. And see who you are. Just see who you are. 1 Peter. You are so precious. 1 Peter 2:5. You are so precious. He said, ye also are lively stones. See? You are what? Lively stones are built up a spiritual house. And holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Holy priests, that's what you are. Lively stones that have been used to build what? A spiritual house. That's what you are, my brother, my sister. Oh, yes. Stones, special stones, lively stones that God has used to build a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. That's you, that's me. And let's that holy priesthood now, let's carry it, that work that God has given to us so that we live holy as he is. Carrying one another right upon what? Your heart. Carry your brother upon your heart. Carry your sister upon your heart. Amen. Anytime you go on your knees, remember one another in prayer. That's what living a holy life. Amen. When you have something in abundance and you see a brother lacking, give unto him. Amen. And in giving, don't let the right hand see what the left hand is doing. Oh, so that your father who sees in secret will reward you openly. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, if I know that my brother comes to church with only one shoe and the shoe is what? Even its ball holes are under. Oh my, let us be what? Let us be watching things. Maybe holes are under the what? The shoe. My brother, just gauge his legs and see the size. Just go in there, you have money, go, or you have more, which is the same. Or if you have it, go buy the shoe, wrap it, write his name on it. Come early to church, you leave it somewhere, the deacons will see it. They see it, Brother and sister, this is for you. Ah, God bless the one. Amen. God bless the one who has offered me this. See? Your father, who saw you in secret, will reward you openly. But sometimes we want to give gifts so that we will... Everybody will know that, I gave it to you, you see. I gave it to you. So when you give it to him and the brother say, oh, thank you, brother. You've received your what? Your reward. Huh? As earthly reward, we want a heavenly reward. Oh, praise the Lord. How many will live holy? As he is, God bless you.
The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rose. You will
never taste again the spirit and the bride see come.
Let the spirit say to the truth, never fear.
Come and drink of this rose, you never taste again. The spirit and the bride see come. The spirit of Elijah dances back. Come and drink of this rose, you never taste again. The spirit and the bride see come. The spirit of Elijah dances back. Come and drink of this rose, you never taste again. The spirit and the bride see come. Come on. The spirit of Elijah takes us back. Come and drink of this rose, you never taste again. The spirit and the bride see come. The spirit and the bride see come.
The spirit and the
close the Lord to you.
a holy life. That's our desire, oh Lord. We want to be holy as you, oh God. So tonight, Lord, we give you all our heart, Lord Jesus. Tonight,
I give you.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, you have spoken. He that saith these things is holy. And he says, be holy as I'm holy.
Lord, I give you my
heart. And so, Lord, we give you all our hearts. We give you all our soul.
I live for you.
Lord, who should we live for? Oh yes, Lord Jesus, tonight we are asking for the spirit of holiness to overshadow our life, oh Lord. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, take it to be yours, Lord. Let the life of holiness of God, oh Father, let it sweep over us, let it be in our hearts. Let them be manifested in them, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We surrender tonight, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we surrender tonight, Lord. Our desire, Lord Jesus. Our desire tonight is what, Lord, you have spoken to us. Oh, Father. There are many things that, Lord Jesus, we might have committed, Lord, tonight, Lord. We surrender all of them. Father, we throw everything behind us, oh God.
Give you praise,
Lord Jesus.
So that I adore,
we want to always,
is in you,
in all manner of conversation, oh God. For we want to be holy.
Lord, I give you
in every manner of our conversation, Lord, we want to be like you. We want our feet, oh God, be of praise, Lord. Oh, anytime we open our mouth, Lord, we want praise, oh God. Oh, to be all that, Lord Jesus, will come out of us. Father, that is what we are asking, even for the church. Holiness in the church, oh God. As you said, oh Lord Jesus, you present yourself a holy church. Oh Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way now, Lord. Have your way now, Lord. Because we surrender our soul, our spirit, our heart, Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we ask for that holiness. Lord, anything that is contrary, Lord, tonight, help us, Lord Jesus. We want a renewing of our minds, Lord. A renewing of our hearts. A renewing of our thoughts.
Oh, every breath that I take.
Oh, we are here tonight, Lord Jesus, because your word assures us that as many that wait upon you, they will renew their strength. Renew, Lord Jesus. Oh, and Lord Jesus, there will be the manifestation of holiness in our life. Holiness in the church. Oh yes, Lord, we lift up the church before you, God. Oh, have your way in the church, Lord Jesus. Have your own way in the church, Lord. Holiness in the church, oh God. Holiness in my brother. Holiness in me. Holiness in my sister. We come together and we become a holy church, which you say you present to yourself. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. In every manner of our conversation, in every manner, oh God, of our speech, let always grace come, Lord. Grace, blessing, love. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, your children stand before you, oh God. They've heard your word, oh God. They want to be like you, oh Lord. They want to be like you, Lord. I want to be like you, Lord Jesus. Your holiness, your humility. Oh Lord, that's all that I ask tonight. I want to be like you, oh God. I want to be like you, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Tame my lips. Sanctify my lips. Crucify my mouth, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Even where I need the fire from the altar. Oh, Lord Jesus. That coal fire. Put it upon my lips, Lord. That every word that, Lord Jesus, that had not been right, oh God, it to take care of them, oh Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, that's all we cry for, oh God. Holiness in the church. That we will not speak evil against one another. But Lord Jesus, oh, our life will be, oh Lord, to support one another, to encourage one another, to live in harmony, to live in one love, oh God, one spirit, the spirit of Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, oh God, let your spirit work in us. Let the Holy Spirit work in us. We are desperate tonight, Lord. We are desperate, Lord. We are desperate, Lord, to lead a holy life, Lord. To be like you. We are desperate tonight. Lord. Fill us, Lord. As the prophet said, the spirit of holiness over the church now, Lord. That we love one another. We consider one another. We respect one another. Oh, yes, tonight. What is the breeze that is blowing? What breeze is blowing? What breeze that we are breathing tonight? Lord, we can feel, oh, the breeze of holiness now. The breeze of holiness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Bless your children tonight, Lord. Bless us, Lord Jesus.
I'm lost without you.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In all work, Lord. In every work, Lord. Let your holiness, Lord, overshadow. In every work, in every office, in every life. Let your holiness, Lord, among your children. Genuine holiness. Not a put on. Genuine.
This is my daily bread.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Renew us tonight, Lord. Renew us, Lord. Renew us, Lord. That's our cry. That's our cry, Lord. That's our request, Lord. That's what, Lord Jesus, we are asking, oh God. Renew us, Lord, by your spirit, oh God. Renew us, Lord Jesus. Renew our minds. Renew our thoughts. Renew our hearts. Renew our desires.
I'm lost.
Renew our speech. Renew our conversation. One to another. Tonight, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. We are desperate because, Lord, we are desperate tonight. In desperation, Lord, we ask, oh God, for your spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Just pray. Just give him the glory. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Give him the praise. Just thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you for tonight. It's worth, oh Lord, coming to your presence. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. I bless your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Brother Wilmo, come and close the church. Thank you, Lord.
I'm lost without you, and I'm desperate for you. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Indeed, you are faithful, Lord God. Father, you promised to be there where your word is preached. And tonight we can testify that this has been fulfilled right in our midst, Lord. You have come and you have created an atmosphere amongst us, Lord. The very atmosphere in which sons and daughters of God are born in, Lord. Help us, O Father, that in the presence of this atmosphere, Lord, we may take advantage of it, O God. That, Father, we may lay in your presence and die out to the world tonight, Lord. Let us not go out the same, O God, but that, Father, this atmosphere may do something in our hearts tonight, Lord. Father, for indeed, as the song says, Lord, we are lost without you. We are like sheep without a shepherd, Lord. Father, we just submitting ourselves unto you, Lord, laying bare our hearts before you. Lord, may you search out every part of our hearts, Lord. Father, for what could we do without you, Father? Lord, even as we see the signs in the sky and the air, Lord, how the world is coming and falling apart, Lord. The signs of your coming are everywhere, Lord. Father, what could we do when the fire starts burning and we discover that we've been deceived? We discover that we've been not diligent. We discover, Lord, that we don't have what it takes to take off with the rapture. Oh God, be merciful to us tonight, Lord, that we may look at every facet of our lives and compare it, Lord, with your word. Father, until we are sure, beyond sure, Lord, that indeed we have made our calling and election sure. Father, for we don't want to miss it for anything. There's nothing in this world that's worth dying for, Lord. Only thy word, Lord. For you said everything will pass away. Lord, heavens and earth will pass away, but only thy word will remain. Help us, Father, to press into that word, no matter what it takes, Lord. Father, help us that we may press into your word, Lord, that we may be found in it, Lord. I commit every brother, every sister, Lord, oh God, every child that's here tonight, praying for grace and mercy upon them, Lord. That, Father, oh God, as we go home meditating upon this word, Father, let your presence go with us, Lord. Father, that tomorrow as a new day would come, Lord, as we would walk upon this earth once more, Lord. Father, let your holiness follow us, O God. That, Father, when people would look upon us, Lord, indeed that would be their own chance to read the Bible. They would see it in our lives, Father. Help us to be true ambassadors, faithful witnesses of thy word, Lord. Father, I commit, Lord, every journey, Lord, into your hands now as we go home. I pray your grace upon it, Lord. Father, until we would meet again on Saturday, I just ask that you would walk with us. I pray, Lord, you would grant us grace, Lord, remembering our sister Liana at this time. Lord, even as the days of her delivery are drawing nigh, we commit it to you, Lord, asking, Father, that, Lord, your name will be glorified. Be with us, Father, as we commit everything now into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for coming tonight. We don't have a service on Friday. We do have a service on Saturday at 5 o'clock and Sunday as well in the morning. So we will meet you all on Friday at 5 o'clock. God bless you.
Fred.
Pressing for the Michael that I call in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm God. Person for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Give me strength as I run this race to stay on the path, no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my eyes, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a canteen out of my kingdom but Jesus Christ? For it on the sea, Lord, make me a new. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. What I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of it. I call it Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. I feel in my life is a two-horse race, the black and the white. Face you this race, the choice is yours, the one you fear the most. He will become the good in you. He's faithful to finish, his good is true. Let it be your heart, Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, what be, I'm not what I want to be, but I do one thing, I'm not what I used to be. Oh, I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Can
change in my life. Know that Christ saves me. A picture of Him, I can barely see. For I want to die, I must decrease. Christ must have full reign. You are live and I only serve. I give you my name, Lord, you really serve. Lord, we are no long before time. I know what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I do one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I come to be what God wants me to be.